Dr. Woods, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So, Alex, can you tell us about the Hieroglyphics Initiative and, well, how exactly did it come about?
Oh, look, it's an incredible project that, as you mentioned, came about from the makers of Assassin's Creed. It's one of those role-playing game series that was origin set in ancient Egypt and made by Ubisoft. Now, basically, they realised when they were working with Egyptologists to try and really embed a lot of historical accuracy into this game, they really, I think, fell in love with the idea of these codified images and wanted to employ and embed a lot of their own expertise in digital humanities and machine learning to help, to try and help identify and potentially even translate some of these inscriptions. So it's quite an impressive project, and it was great to be part of it.
Well, what exactly is Macquarie University's involvement in this project?
Well, basically, our colleague, Dr. Brian Bolson-Stanton, he's a faculty data architect, and I, we basically provided a lot of feedback. And they created a workbench tool, which was basically working through different ways of how they can embed machine learning, so how individual data models can be learnt and symbols can be identified and so on. So we were able to use a lot of the digital assets that Macquarie had obtained from working in the field in Egypt. We have a very long history, about 40 years worth of history working in Egypt. And we were particularly working at a site called Beni Hassan. And that's a site in Middle Egypt. And we had an impressive number of line drawings, architectural plans, and photographs. And so we were basically able to give a lot of that material over to them to basically employ and use in their data modelling and test out their workbench tool. And we were then providing advice and feedback on the viability of this tool in learning and teaching contexts or in research or in sort of more sophisticated data modelling that my colleague Brian was working with. So
you just mentioned Beni Hassan, your research in the tomb site. What kind of material did you get to be able to help out this project?
Yeah, well, we've been working there since 2009. The expedition's been led by one of my colleagues, Professor Naguib Kanawati. And basically, when we go to Egypt, we're aiming to, at this site in particular anyway, record a lot of the inscribed tombs at the site. There are 39 of these rock-cut tombs. They're carved into the side of the mountain. And some of them are just unbelievably, first of all, the scale, they're huge. Some of them are like 16 metres long and you know, cut deep into the mountain. And 12 of these tombs are actually fully decorated with scenes and inscriptions. So as part of our expedition working there, we were actually attempting to record all of these scenes and inscriptions in photographs and also in line art. So basically trying to create a facsimile version of what we see on the walls. So we had all of these normal sort of digital assets that we would basically publish in a book form. So this is like the normal traditional sort of scholarly output as a book or in a journal article. But we were actually really keen to create a website and to create a visual dictionary to be able to showcase a lot of this incredible material from Beni Hassan. And so that was how we sort of became involved in this process, I guess.
I'm just looking at pictures of Beni Hassan. It looks incredible. There's so much detail with the hieroglyphs there, isn't there?
And that's right. It was such a, you know, because these tombs were so beautifully preserved, the colours are just incredible. And we just felt like this was such a perfect case study for basically to be able to test the data modelling of this workbench tool. So we've been so lucky to be able to work at this impressive site and obviously with permission from the Supreme Council of Antiquities in Egypt and a lot of their colleagues as well working on the site. So yes, it's one of those things, if you are interested in ancient Egypt, you have to put it on your bucket list of places to visit when you're in Egypt. So it's in Middle Egypt, just south of Cairo. Yeah.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're talking to Senior Egyptology Lecturer, Dr. Alex Woods, about a new hieroglyphics initiative. Alex, the Hieroglyphics Initiative is a project between the fields of digital humanities and Egyptology. Well, what are the benefits of interdisciplinary projects like these?
Well, that's right. I mean, that there are so many benefits to interdisciplinarity, really crossing those discipline boundaries and applying tools and technologies from very commonly used in the fields of like digital humanities and then translating that to sort of more traditional disciplines in Egyptology. It just allows so much more ability to learn and grow as individual researchers and also to push the boundaries of those more traditional disciplines like Egyptology. So really, it's enabled me, because I'm obviously teaching various units in our undergraduate coursework programs, I can now embed a lot of these principles and this workbench tool into our learning and teaching programs that we have on offer. And really then it opens up a lot of opportunities for us as individual researchers to collaborate on a much more global scale, because this hieroglyphics workbench tool will be open source. There will be a large repository available for all of the individual works that have been used, using this tool. And it will be available for collaboration for any scholar or anybody interested in who has some history and background in hieroglyphs to use. So it opens up opportunities for partnerships and collaborations moving forward. So overall, there's so much positive to come from such a project.
Sounds so exciting. I'm very keen to have a look at it once it's complete. Dr. Woods, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. It's been wonderful to talk with you. I'll come back anytime.
Absolutely. Come back with some more hieroglyphs to show us.
Will do. Thank you so much.